welcome to the second episode of the Boomback Brawl.
Psychic.
So it's kind of like that Pokemon game with the camera.
Oh!
Gotta snap them all.
Yeah, Pokemon
yeah.
Snap.
Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon
or
snap.
Mature Luigi's Mansion without the ghost vacuum.
Oh, God.
No.
Pokemon Snap was horrible.
I played that.
I played it, too.
Yeah, that wasn't a very fun game.
No, it really wasn't. Especially since all you had to do was snap them while they did this really retarded-looking dance.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, and I kept...
The Pikachu Maiden
and
dance.
And for some odd reason, you were in a mining cart taking pictures of that.
Yeah, but I was really bad with aiming, and I always get such bad shots, so it was just no good with me.
It's funny, they re-released the game on the Wii, and now I get to send pictures to everyone.
There's... What?
Yeah, they remade the game for the Wii, for the 64 Virtual Console, and now you can send pictures to all your friends.
Wow.
I'm still one of the few people who got a snap of a Dragonite.
How many Pokemon are there?
In the game?
Right now.
No, right
as
now.
Of now.
I thought there were only 150 originally.
There was.
151.
I still live in a time where there was 151 Pokemon. I stopped, like, after that.
I
Why is there
didn't.
More Pokemon? Am I the only one that sees it?
There's different regions with different Pokemon.
Now
and apparently they're all stupid and they can't even realize that they're like actually
because
somehow...
Because the writers need something to continue the franchise on.
It's such an undertone of slavery. Don't you see that? They're teaching little kids to go out and enslave poor defenseless woodland creatures.
They
train
want
them
to, though!
They train them
they're
to fight
masochists.
Other ones.
Hey, whatever prints money
oh
for Nintendo.
I have to bring this up again because I remember back when I brought this up at club once. Pokemon is the very embodiment of slavery and bullfighting because of what they do. What they do is that they capture them, they force them into these little balls
Whoa.
And make them fight on demand. And let's not even go into the fact that Misty is a lesbian and Brock is a pedophile.
Okay, let's go.
It's not forced. They willingly, most of them willingly go, at least to Ash.
Then why do you have to beat them up before you capture them in the ball?
Because they want to. When they first captured Bulbasaur,
oh, so all Pokemon
them.
Are masochists.
Wait.
Yes!
It could also...
Wait a minute. The Master Ball.
The Master Ball.
You automatically catch one Pokemon with that.
Or you can use the glitch in the original version and get a million Master Balls.
That's true.
If you look
yeah,
at it this
I
way,
can't even do the glitch.
Pokemon's also a... A good analogy for communism, where the Pokemon are the free working class, while the bourgeoisie comes down and oppresses them by enslaving them
okay, well,
in a capitalist fighting system.
I want to sit there and capture Pokemon and fight other people, where I don't have to put myself in bodily harm, and I get to put little creatures there instead.
What is it with Nintendo and communist propaganda?
They're Japanese.
So
they're ambiguous. They'll serve whoever happens to be in power.
You're ambiguous.
How am I
well,
ambiguous?
Well, duh. I mean, someone's gonna...
Do you even know what ambiguous means?
Yes, I do.
Really, what does it mean?
It means not one way or the other.
No, that's exactly wrong. It means it could go one way or the other.
It could, but it's not. If it goes one way or the other, it's not ambiguous anymore.
That's true.
Ownage.
That's a catch-22 right there.
Okay, yeah, don't bring this into vocabulary, people, please.
Okay, since we're still on anime...
Should we talk about,
Yeah, what we showed in club.
Oh.
What yes!
Okay.
Last Thursday.
No, we had to talk about Monday first.
How does that make sense?
Last Monday.
What did we watch last Monday?
What did we watch?
Gantz.
Yeah, we talked about
Monday.
That
we
last time.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Oh, we already talked about Gantz.
Which was awesome.
Did we talk about
it? It was awesome.
Yes, we did talk
we
about
did.
Gantz.
Oh, yeah, right. Maybe we should just... You know what? Maybe we shouldn't talk about last Mondays. Maybe we should just do it so Thursday, Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thursday.
Koi Kaze.
Oh. Yay!
Koi Kaze.
I walked right out.
Yep.
It was worth...
You didn't even give it a chance.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
did.
You certainly rushed back to the door when you heard us oohing, though.
I know! Are you... No. Kidding? No. Like, it was worth it for the last 5 minutes.
I have... Now, I go on, like, 4chan, and I know my...
This is not 4chan.
My line, it doesn't seem like it would be there, but I do have a line that I that cannot be crossed.
Yeah, I visit B, but I will not watch Koikaze.
Okay, well, you know what? Koikaze, it is a little slow, and that's just a byproduct of stretching 5 volumes out across 13 episodes.
Which I shouldn't have done.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with a romance anime that's just strictly romance, you get a slow plot anyway.
Romance is about incest.
If you get... You know what? Bugger off! When you if you give it a chance, it's a very great story.
That kind of stuff.
If they had shoved it into, say, a 6-episode OVA, it probably would have gone a lot smoother.
That kind of stuff may fly in like Tennessee or like West Virginia.
Actually,
no offense.
Did you know that Japan is the only country that doesn't have a national law against incest? Everywhere else in the United States, it's up to 10 years. In Sweden, it's only 2. But then again, Sweden is weird because they only punish you with 6 years for rape. So you know.
But yeah, no, what's wrong? Do you like Angel Sanctuary?
No.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You know, Koikaze, another interesting thing about Koikaze is the fact that it's really the only mainstream anime that does market incest. And that's beside from the more detailed point that they're actually brother and sister, because typically when that happens, they're not real brother and sister.
So it's incest propaganda.
Oh yeah.
Wait.
It's arguing for the kibbutz syndrome. Wait, no one knows what kibbutz syndrome is.
Yes, I do. It's
I did. You explained it to me.
Oh, okay. Well, for our listeners, kibbutz syndrome is the theory that if you're raised in a family environment with someone else, you will not consider them to be a viable partner. But since our characters in Koikaze were raised apart...
Oh, yeah, an anime series really disproves some actual scientific theories.
Yes, it does. That's
no, it does
thing.
Not. It does not.
Anime
it's
can
an
embody
anime series. No, it can't.
Okay. It's really. Yes, it can.
Really?
I can imagine anything and have it made into an anime.
Yes, but anime can embody scientific theory.
No, it can't.
It's already proven.
What must go up must come down. That happens all the time. And you're saying that's not a valid scientific theory?
You still can't prove it in anime.
It happens all the time. Haven't you seen Love, Hina?
Yeah, but it's...
It's still been proven outside of anime.
It's been proven outside of anime in Koikaze, too.
No, it hasn't.
Kibbutz syndrome? Never mind, Frank. You're insane.
Yeah, but finish the definition.
I'm
so
insane
fully
here.
I think I already understand. I think I already
trial
it.
Here.
Kibbutz syndrome, again, you know, it's just that if you're raised apart, you won't consider yourselves viable partners. However, because you are genetically related, you are more likely to be a partner if you're raised outside of the kibbutz syndrome environment.
Okay. Monday, we watched Appleseed, which is a lot better. It was a lot better when I remembered it than when I actually watched it.
That's what always happens, you know?
Yeah.
It's awesome at the beginning. It gets really good at the end. The middle is just, like, talking about, like...
Yeah.
Androids.
Honestly, yeah, no, I was all for
and
the
And sexual
end.
Innuendo.
Oh.
The lesbian robots.
Who isn't technically have the ability to have sex, feel love, have any passion, hatred, or any emotion, manage to still be a lesbian, which was entertaining.
That oral it stamina was. Of hers will probably disprove the theory about sex.
Then you had that commandery robot with no balls, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have the whole mechanic, hey, I want to look under your hood.
Yeah. I like the Anime News Network description for the second one. Where it has their it says that they're lovers or something. I'm like, I'm lovers. How?
Wait. There's a second one?
Yeah, there's a second Appleseed movie that's coming out.
Oh,
soon.
We have to
or
see
now.
That.
Yeah,
we have to.
I
see
don't know
that.
If it came out already or not. I think it did.
But
it's a whole new voice cast.
But you know, frankly, I'm disappointed with the artistic quality of it. I mean, if they had, you know, integrated the CG a lot better, it would have been a lot more tolerable.
Oh,
they pretty much. Made the characters with CG, and then masked it over, which just looks disgusting.
They're
yeah.
coming out with a Resident Evil movie, which is done kind of like Advent Children. It's all CG and pretty and stuff. Apart from the crappy American movie, which...
I don't even want to speak those names. That is not Resident Evil.
The second one was funny.
Raccoon City is not Toronto.
I saw the first one, and I was like, this is not Resident Evil. Then I never saw another one again.
I actually liked the first movie.
I've never seen any of it.
I liked the second one.
I like the black
funny.
Guy getting cut up by lasers.
I like the black guy in the second one with the pimped out guns.
GTA.
Yo, man, my crap is custom.
I still love the
threat
level.
Minimal.
Umbrella has the worst security systems in the entire world of video gaming.
I know.
They do.
They can't solve it, they nuke.
You know what? Let's just have our experiments run rampant. I want to see their protocol videos or something. You see an infected T-virus zombie walking around. Be sure to take off your lab coat so he can better bite you and infect you.
Yeah, I like the way how their waste management disposal facility became breeding ground for spreading the T-virus in Raccoon City. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Failure to recycle.
Even in the Umbrella Chronicles, they have piss poor security. Even the characters comment on the piss poor security in Umbrella.
It's because they forgot to recycle. That's why it became a breeding ground, and Captain Planet was not pleased.
Oh, now you're getting on someone else's back?
Captain Planet.
We're not talking about Captain Planet again. We don't want to like be a one-trick pony. Like, oh, they're talking about Captain Planet again. There they go.
What are you? Do you have something against Captain Planet, Frank?
I have nothing against Captain
Planet. Are you an eco-terrorist?
No, I don't want
to confess, Frank.
I don't want to be a one-trick pony.
Ryan, I think he's an eco-terrorist.
Okay, I got it. What the hell is an eco-terrorist?
Not me.
Someone who wants to destroy the environment.
I recycled today.
Really?
Yes, I did.
What did you recycle?
A glass bottle.
I recycle my plastic bottles all the time. You stick it in little bins. My God. Whoa! Is that good?
What?
You wanted me to speak into the microphone. You sat there and signaled to me.
Because no one can hear you.
I know. They want to hear my voice.
You see, we have the advantage of looking at these little spiky things to see whether or not people are going to be able to hear us. And when it goes like this...
We're going to have to edit all this out.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Don't worry, I'll edit it out.
Okay.
Or not.
Should we move on to video games now?
Weren't we just talking about video games?
We're going
to
talk more about video games.
Fine.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Duke Nukem
Forever. It might actually come out.
No.
You know, they've been saying that for years.
No. They said in an interview they were polishing it. They weren't designing it. They weren't conceptualizing it. They weren't building it. They were polishing it.
Kind of like StarCraft Ghost.
Which means it's already
there. Well, no, StarCraft Ghost has already been confirmed that it's not coming out.
You know what? I have to tell you, I did something horrible about StarCraft Ghost. I am probably the saddest person in the universe because I actually wrote a StarCraft Ghost fan fiction before it ever came out. 2 years before it came out, and then I updated it 2 years after they canceled it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was sad.
Failure.
Well,
hey, it was good, though.
If you're a StarCraft fan, I could possibly see it.
Yeah, I remember when I first watched the new trailer for Duke Nukem Forever, I was like, oh dear God, no. The internet's going to be destroyed.
I mean, I'm a Duke Nukem fan, don't get me wrong, but I thought the same thing. We're all going to die soon.
I never played Duke Nukem.
It had to be a sign of the apocalypse.
Oh, like, it is good.
Is it good in a B-quality movie function?
Yes.
Yes.
I remember one was called Duke Nukem and the Planet of the Babes. Yeah. That just sounds like a B-quality movie.
No, that game sucks.
Sounds like a porno.
Yeah, that's what I get.
The two games for the 64 were great, but the PlayStation game sucked.
Yeah, you get to take a crap in an alien's head.
What?
What?
Yes. Is that true?
Yes. It doesn't show him. It just shows him, like sitting on an alien's head with the newspaper.
Well, maybe he was just reading his morning paper.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you feel better.
That was not our guest, by the way.
We have no guest.
Let's move on to Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Okay.
For $20. We hope.
Did you see those leaks from Japan?
I did.
I didn't.
I've just been watching it all week.
Yeah, my every morning I check the Brawl site.
Yeah, they released the complete roster now, and I, for one, am disappointed.
Why?
What did they not include?
There are 3 Star Fox clones.
Why? Why couldn't they just put in a frickin' magical Leopliridon as a character?
How is there 3?
Star Fox, Falco, and Star Wolf.
Okay, Fox is the original character, you're 2 clones.
Okay.
They're 2 clones.
I've never played as Fox anyway, I didn't like him.
You know, when are they going to let us see now, like,
me and my sister
awesome
always
characters.
Used to play as Fox because we used to have the queer fight because he always wore flamboyantly different colored outfits. he had a cream-colored orange blazer one time, and she put, like, a lavender-purple one.
You know, at least Captain Falcon's back. That's one
Falcon
good thing.
Punch.
I do not like his final smash, though. If you ever saw that video on YouTube of him doing the Falcon Punch and, like, the whole universe exploding, that should have been his final smash.
Yeah.
I want to play a Solid Snake in that game.
Everyone does.
It depends. They could,
Does he have his final smash of snapping someone's neck?
No.
No, he has a final smash of, like, going on a helicopter and shooting them with a grenade launcher.
I want to play with Samus.
That's not fun.
You go, like, first person mode.
Neck. That would be hysterical.
I want it to be, like, Fox Die.
Oh, yeah.
They just have a heart attack.
Who are these characters that you're naming?
Samus? Zero G?
That's funny. The Zero suit.
The Zero G suit is awesome.
Did you see Luigi's final smash? I don't even know what happens there. He starts doing this weird dance and time slows down. I don't even know what game that's from.
Why is Luigi still
alive? Must be Hotel Mario.
Don't mention that. You'll curse the podcast.
Hotel Mario was awesome.
What's a Hotel Mario?
It was...
Oh, God.
Okay, it's been... Max likes crap.
What is wrong? You know, just because it's not part of the official canon doesn't mean it sucked.
It's a Mario...
I like the last episode.
It's a Mario game for the Philips CDI.
Along with that.
Is it like the Legend of Zelda game? God, it must be awful.
It is.
Wait, what's wrong with Zelda?
Well, this...
There's a really craptacular Zelda
There are three
game
Zelda games for the Philips CDI. No Zelda fan ever speaks to them. It is not considered to be in part of the Zelda timeline.
Yes.
That's how horrible it is.
Really? Then why do they sell for like $300 a piece on eBay?
Because
there's some angry video game nerds who like buying crap.
Exactly.
Oh my god, I have to mention this now. I don't know if the page is still up or not, but a factory sealed version of Chrono...
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
Chrono Trigger.
That was ridiculous.
$500 I think it's going for.
I have a friend who bought a factory sealed version of the Tengen Tetris game for less than that. $1,200?
You don't realize how good Chrono Trigger is.
It's Chrono Trigger.
I played it. I have a friend who also has factory sealed copies and he didn't pay that much for them.
You're not going to say some unkind word about Chrono Trigger,
There's nothing
you?
Wrong with Chrono Trigger. I'm saying this wasn't worth that much money.
I never played
especially
Chrono
since
Trigger
he's not
going
to open it.
There has yet to be an RPG that can even rival Chrono Trigger.
What's it about?
I'm not sure about that, but yeah, it was innovative.
Not sure about that. You shut up.
No, tell me.
Chrono Trigger has a really deep story. It's about time travel, and you have to fight this intergalactic space parasite called Lavos by traveling through time.
Yeah, that sounds deep.
I think it was also the first RPG to have multiple endings, wasn't it?
Oh, that's cool.
It was the first RPG to have combination attacks.
Yeah.
I think.
Another good RPG that I blew like $70 on was original PS1 copy of Valkyrie Profile. That is a hardcore RPG.
My brother's been playing it for the PSP.
Well, what's our next section?
Oh, we're still on video games.
Oh my god.
We have anything else to talk about?
We've been playing some crap.
Wait. Talk about Mr. Game & Watch's Final Smash.
Oh, I missed that. Mr. Game & Watch's Final Smash.
Bring it up.
Max, did you see Mr. Game & Watch's Final Smash?
I don't think so.
He turns into a giant octopus and just...
Oh, you...
Tentacles everywhere.
Yeah, tentacles.
The Game & Watch octopus? It's awesome.
That is not right.
What the hell is wrong with tentacles?
Oh, wait, is that the thing that you showed me?
Yeah.
It's a giant shadow of an octopus. It's not even like...
No,
a...
it's an LCD...
Octopus.
Display of an octopus.
Tentacle monsters.
Back in 1982? 3...
Tentacle monsters are awesome.
For perverts.
What do you have against tentacles?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll save that for a different section.
We've been playing some crap this week. Doppel?
Yeah. I like to play crap sometimes. I don't know why. It just makes you feel good.
Captain Novalin.
Yeah. I was looking at it for some crap to play because I had no free time, and I saw this game, so I tried it out. It's a game where you're a superhero who has diabetes.
You play as the bastard child of Wilford Brimley.
So basically, you're this guy who has diabetes, and you have to go to beat these evil space aliens. I don't know why.
Who have shape-shifted into sugary foods.
Yeah, so you go around the level, and you collect food. Well, it's basically eating food, and you cannot eat too much food, or your blood sugar will get too high, and you'll die. And this game is hard as balls.
I played it in my dentist office.
I mean, it's supposed to be for diabetes kids, but no diabetes kid would play this game. That's how hard it is.
Oh, my.
That'd send me in the insulin shock if I had diabetes and I had to play that game.
I know. And the controls are horrid, like any other bad game.
Like Sarge's War?
Oh, God.
I don't even want to talk about the controls on that thing. You can't even change them. That's what sucks.
Okay, let's get back to good games. I've been playing some Crysis, a good bit of Crysis, and...
With the 1.1 patch?
Actually, the 1.1 patch works for me.
That's amazing.
When there's issues with something, I usually see it, but this, I dodged the bullet on this one.
That's pretty cool.
Wait till the next patch.
Yeah, you'll probably see...
Patch 1.1 volume version 2.
1.1.2. Install, Run Crisis, Blue Screen of Death.
I still can't play as a Korean team, though. Their announcer just annoys me. He's this Korean guy who speaks in, like, the worst English you've ever heard.
Korean
tossing. I know,
it's
funny as hell, though.
Wait, toss the Korean?
Toss the Korean.
That is fun. That is Crisis fun right there.
Okay, let me explain toss the Korean so we don't come out of the racist show.
First... You go into stealth mode, then you grab him by the throat, then you go into strength mode, and then you throw him, and then you pull out your shotgun and try to juggle him.
Oh, we are so going to get sued by
and
the Koreans.
And that comes from Bob.
That comes from Bob, I didn't say it. But then again, okay, first of all, if it was any other nationality, it would be like toss the Russian or toss the American even. The point is,
yeah,
Koreans
hated.
Are the ones you fight in that, so toss the Korean.
Yeah,
that's true.
And you can't toss the aliens.
Besides, we're, you know, video gamers in America are pretty much the archenemy of Koreans, because the Koreans are, it's like their national sport to play video games.
Yeah, they can't beat us in FPS, though.
Yeah, it's true. They suck.
You see, every single American gamer, they can instinctively see the code in any FPS. And that is why we are so good at it. Now, over in, like, Japan, they can instinctively see the code in DDR, and that's why they're good at it.
And RPGs.
And they're spazzy.
So that's why...
You should lay down the challenge of the FPS.
Bob and I, we challenge the whole nation of Japan to an FPS off.
You know they'll never take that challenge.
You know that you'd wouldn't be able to find anyone who would do it. Right?
You could even choose your game. Crysis, Halo.
Okay, we don't even have anyone in Japan listening to this yet.
Well, we might. Just so you know, the views expressed by the persons here does not necessarily reflect the opinions or reflections of BoomAc or any of its affiliates.
Wow, that's kind of sad right there.
They would own me at DDR, but... Yeah,
we don't
I
want the Japanese to sue
you gotta set limits on the games, though. If they fix something so bad, the controls are so horrid, they might actually have a chance.
Like Killzone?
Okay, we'll go Crysis.
Well, we already talked about Crysis.
No, well, I'll face them in Crysis.
Oh, well, here's the one. Oh, you know, if we have nothing better to talk about for video games, I finally did beat the first level of Captain Planet.
Oh, my God.
It was very satisfying. But I want to try out that elephant level.
Oh, no.
The dreaded elephant level.
Oh, you should just go kill yourself.
Look, hey, listen, if you can beat Captain Planet, you're like... the god of games, okay?
No.
Yeah, but you'd actually have to play Captain Planet, and that's a sad thing
if
to
If you
admit.
Beat that Dungeon Dragon game on the NES...
Dragon Quest, not Dragon Quest.
No, Double Dragon? No.
No.
Hold on.
Dragon?
I'm trying to remember what the heck
how
that's called.
How many names do they have that have like the word dragon in it?
A lot.
I know.
I mean,
it was
like, my god.
Dragon Fist 2.
It was in the arcades where you have to choose
yeah.
your own path.
Oh, Dragon's Lair.
That's Dragon's Lair.
You'd be the god of gaming in that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Is it that hard?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's almost as hard as Captain Planet.
No, it is harder than Captain Planet.
Look, nothing is harder than Captain Planet on the
Silver
NES.
Silver Surfer for the NES.
I actually beat that once. I haven't beaten Captain Planet yet.
What is wrong with the Silver Surfer game? If you touch anything, you die. It's inherently against his power because he can go through any type of metal. But yet, when you touch the metal wall, you die.
Yeah, Captain
exactly.
Planet one
Wait,
hit death.
What kind of stupid thing is that?
The Silver Surfer is imbued with the power cosmic. He has almost godlike abilities. He can go through any matter, and yet in the game, everything you have to shoot everything like 5 times to kill it, and if you touch a wall, you die.
Yeah.
That's a ripoff.
Exactly.
You practically have to use cheats in those games.
That's like Spider-Man 3.
Why? How bad is that?
Don't get me started.
Let's not go there. Are we done with video games now?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next thing. What's next on
Random
the
Random Wikipedia.
Yay! Yes. Let's get another ThermCon.
Make it ridiculous.
Yeah, let's not.
ThermCon was awesome. It tied in perfectly with our Captain Planet subject.
Oh yeah, I got to sit there and have everyone yell at me throughout the thing.
It's because you are an eco-terrorist.
I'm not an eco-terrorist. I'm just not a follower of someone who isn't hot and gay.
No, he's the eco-terrorist. Mr. Frank here.
David De Jesus.
What is it? David.
Oh, he's a baseball player.
Yeah.
David De Jesus. What, is he dead? Please tell me he's dead.
Nope, still alive.
Well, that sucks. Is there anything important about him? Where was he born? Is he a foreigner?
He was raised in Manalpan Township in New Jersey.
New Jersey, that's great.
Well, that explains a lot. Okay, next.
Yeah,
re-roll.
Next.
Screw New Jersey.
Reroll.
The O-52 Owl.
The O-52 Owl. Is it a... That looks like a plane.
It's a reconnaissance plane during World War II.
How many did they make? What's the specs?
203 were produced.
Okay, was there like a design flaw or something interesting about it, you know?
Nope.
So the canopy didn't come off like when the F-15, you know?
It might have... It killed people, I mean...
It's a reconnaissance plane.
It takes pictures.
Okay.
Ooh, please tell me it's like the
it's not interesting.
What's that?
One might be been destroyed.
John who?
We're, that's boring.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
Okay, John Porcellino.
John Porcellino. What did he do?
He created mini comics.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, where was he born?
Please say New Jersey, that would be fine.
Wait, let's look at trivia, because it's not a very well-written article.
Okay, trivia. Read the trivia.
Oh, like, we're gonna know anything.
He's just going to read it off.
In his work, Porcellino has frequently mentioned having a third testicle.
A third testicle. Wow.
What the hell?
Although sometimes he seems to be joking and sometimes he seems quite serious.
Okay.
What kind of mini comic is this?
Well, the last re-roll then.
Obviously something that wasn't put in America.
That's awesome.
Okay, skip forward to the last one.
Lua River in Honduras.
What? I'm lame this week.
I know. This week sucks.
Try harder.
Hey, we got a guy with a third.
No, we're not letting it roll. No. Oh, well. We're going to cheat this time, because nothing interesting came up.
Well, not that you find interesting.
Hey, I thought the mini-comics was awesome. You know, that's just me.
That was good. The missionary position.
Please tell me that's just not...
That's a book.
Oh, okay, it's a book.
It's a book.
The book, The Missionary Position.
Oh, okay.
And it's a picture of a nun on it, who's old.
That would have been an awesome... What?
Oh,
oh my god.
That sounds like a bad fanfic going wrong.
Okay, so a book called The Missionary Position about Mother Teresa.
No.
It's just about a guy who claimed Mother Teresa was no friend to the poor.
You know,
what?
I seriously, who could get away with writing that?
Oh my god, that
I
is
no
so
idea.
Weird.
I have to bring that up now as an interesting fact. A
you
book about Mother Teresa called The Missionary Position.
Well, it's a catchy title.
Yeah,
it is a catchy
yeah,
title.
I cannot read that book, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I would feel dirty just touching it.
Wow, you're
I don't know. I wouldn't feel. I feel sick touching that
time.
Book. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm very. I'm a little lax when it comes to religion, but yeah, that's starting to cross my line.
You have a line.
I have a line.
She just never
see it. Trust me, his line's
I don't know if
way,
I
just, way out there, but
it's just
there.
Kind of faded.
Yeah.
Might lay a toe across it occasionally, but.
Hey, let's talk about tech and the internet. 4chan raids on Scientology.
4chan has always been raiding Scientology.
Now they're really... Have you seen the Project Chanology wiki page?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, go to it. It's really, like, detailed. They really want to take down Scientology. They have, like, long-term goals.
Sounds like the extremist group left over from YTMND.
Yeah, they want to get rid of their tax-exempt status.
They have a tax-exempt status?
Their religion.
Yeah.
Last I checked, it was upheld in a court that they didn't.
They did.
Because they're...
They do.
Yeah. Okay. That's bad. They don't... They're not even a religion.
Yeah, February 10th, though, that's when there's going to be, like, a massive protests against Scientology.
Seriously,
okay,
they qualify as, like, a for-profit help center. It's like a counselor, for God's sakes. They don't even claim to be a religion. We're not a religion.
Okay, what's Scientology? Or whatever the heck.
Anybody want to explain it to her?
I don't think we... Can we... Do we have to go into this? Shall I explain it?
Just give me a little...
Wait, do we have the South Park video here by any chance?
Oh.
That'd be a great explanation.
Yeah. Pause the...
No. Let it play for the people. We must spread the word of Scientology.
Oh, God.
We must let everyone hear.
Oh, my God.
We may have to move the microphone so people can hear, but we'll see.
Yeah, but go YouTube. It's
awesome. Nah, his speaker's good enough.
Go YouTube.
Of course. It sits there and has manga on there.
They have manga on YouTube?
Are you kidding? I read a lot of Yaoi stuff from there.
Reveal to Stan the great secret of life behind our church. The safely guarded Scientology doctrine. Please, your son deserves to be enlightened. Stan, do you want to hear the great secret doctrine of life behind Scientology?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and tell him. Would you excuse us, please? This is highly classified church information. Oh, rats. Usually, to hear the secret doctrine, you have to be in the church for several years, Stan. Are you ready to hear the truth?
I guess.
You see, Stan, there is a reason for people feeling sad and depressed. An alien reason. It all began 75 million years ago. Back then, there was a galactic federation of planets, which was ruled over by the evil Lord Xenu. Xenu thought his galaxy was overpopulated, and so he rounded up countless aliens from all different planets, and then had those aliens frozen. Frozen alien bodies were loaded onto Xenu's galactic cruisers, which looked like DC-8s, except with rocket engines. The cruisers then took the frozen alien bodies to our planet, Earth, and dumped them into the volcanoes of Hawaii. The aliens were no longer frozen. They were dead. The souls of those aliens, however, lived on and all floated up towards the sky. But the evil Lord Xenu had prepared for this. Xenu didn't want their souls to return, and so he built giant soul catchers in the sky. The souls were taken to a huge soul brainwashing facility, which Xenu had also built on Earth. There, the souls were forced to watch days of brainwashing material, which tricked them into believing a false reality. Xenu then released the alien souls, which roamed the Earth aimlessly in a fog of confusion. At the dawn of man, the souls finally found bodies which they could grab onto. They attached themselves to all mankind, which still to this day causes all our fears, our confusions, and our problems.
Wow.
And the sad part is that's the truth.
Are you kidding me?
And there's people that are dumb enough to believe that.
Now, you see how it works, though. There's a reason why they tell you that after a few years. That's how it works, because if you're in that many years in an organization, you slowly, like, almost trick yourself into believing this stuff.
And this was actually a top secret for almost 30 years once it was first written up, and then someone finally leaked out the secret about Xenu.
I have nothing against Scientologists themselves, because they're early, like, when you first go in there, like, their group sessions and stuff, it actually helps some people. You know, they get to deal with things and talk about it. It's what happens when people go to the upper levels and they get all their money taken away from them.
Let's get audited.
Yeah, that part's a load of crap.
Auditing. $200 and you can feel better about yourself. Now, just hold on to those handles.
Exactly, and the reason why they don't care when people protest is that they're taught to believe that anyone who, like, speaks out against them has some kind of a hidden crime that they're not dealing with. So that's why if you ever go to a protest at a Scientology church, they'll ask you what crimes that you're hiding.
Oh my god.
And they don't believe in psychiatry.
Okay, wait, how did
which
people
is basically
even...
they're providing a basic form of psychiatry themselves.
Yeah.
How do the people even join the church for a couple years to, like, get brainwashed? Like, how do they even get them in the first place if they don't know what they're, like...
Well, just look at other religions, like, you know...
They at least other religions give you a vague concept of what you're worshipping. You're worshipping God, you're worshipping Buddha. Those people are like, oh no, we can't tell you until a couple of years, but worship anyway.
Well, they claim that Scientology is not a religion, it's just a method of self-help.
Yeah.
Detecting all your,
Thetans.
Elrond stole my Thetan!
Okay.
It's just a lot
Thetans,
of people...
by the way, are the souls of those aliens that cling to your body.
A lot of people, they need something to grasp in this world, and Scientology just gives them something to, like, hold on to, and they end up getting their lives destroyed for it.
Yeah, no, I got anime and manga for that, so I'm good.
I can't wait until Tom Cruise runs out of money.
Did you see that Tom Cruise video?
Which one?
The one where he talks about how awesome Scientology is.
No.
It's creepy.
Oh yeah.
He's...
Look, he ate his wife's placenta. He's insane.
Oh,
are you serious?
Oh my god!
I can't be right.
Oh, please, did
That's
you
That's what Scientologists do when they, you know...
Are you serious?
Did you know, like, they put placenta in shampoo and conditioner?
They put sperm in skin lotion in Mexico, so what?
Oh my god. I'm so glad I'm not
in
Mexico.
I think we should move on.
Let's move on.
And they ship it to the U.S.
Yeah, they actually don't have to tell you what they put in it.
Oh,
Superman
well, they
64.
Tell you that they put the placenta in, so there.
Superman 64. This guy was playing it the other day.
I thought we were over with video games.
I know, and you just spit on me, so
I'm
watch
sorry.
It.
Well, yeah, I was playing Captain Noble, and I thought, what's he doing more crap? And I hit rock bottom right there.
Yeah.
I almost went into the fetal position, that's how bad it was.
I just heard eating placentas, and I panicked.
Okay, something different about internet and technology. Anything different?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about something. Something about Bob's theory for the end of the world. What Bob said, the end of the world will happen when Google source Wikipedia and Doom Doom Forever comes out. And companies are starting to buy Yahoo, which scares me.
Yeah, Microsoft
and
made
Apple.
A bid for Yahoo, and Apple made a higher bid. I don't know why they want Yahoo so much,
because... Because they want to try to get their own search engine.
Microsoft already has its own search engine.
No, Apple.
We got Apple, I can see, but Microsoft is their own search engine, email, and messenger service.
We should form our own computer company called Orange.
Yes.
And I'm really scared if someone buys Yahoo, Google might start getting a little crazy and buying companies like Wikipedia.
or better yet.
Thus, probably Bob's theory of when your world's going to end.
Well, actually, Google buying Wikipedia might actually improve it, because Wikipedia sucks.
We could start another company called Macrosoft.
Can't they, like,
yes.
change, like, all the definitions and put up crap?
Haven't you seen the homosexuality article on there?
No.
It is so inherently biased in favor of the lesbian gay community, it's sickening.
Well,
gay people have larger penises!
Well,
are you kidding?
It's on there if you want to look.
Oh my god! See, why couldn't we get that for the Wikipedia article?
Well, people edit Wikipedia, so you can't change Wikipedia.
I know what we could talk
about. You
can
only change people who edit
Google
it.
Could change Wikipedia.
No.
I know what we should talk about, and it's time to get it all on the table now.
There is no table.
This has been... It's a metaphorical table. This has been...
It would be nice if we had a table, then my legs wouldn't be asleep.
An anomaly among anime fans. Fangirldom. We need to talk about this.
Well, what's so bad girl. About fangirls?
They're kind of creepy.
Whoa. I'm like an otaku.
You're a fangirl.
Not so much a fangirl. Some fangirls are kind of scared.
You carried Yaoi into a restaurant. You're a fangirl.
I carry Yaoi with me everywhere.
You don't see me breaking into a sweat every time I see two girls making out in a cosplay outfit like
so
many
people do. Oh, you're watching them.
I'll watch.
Yeah.
But I don't get all giddy and excited and go and create abominations like Naruto and Sasuke's love child.
What?
It was apparently Kyuubi took over Naruto and raped Sasuke, and Sasuke was a girl. And yeah. Well, the person who made up the story was, like, a lesbian, and she's into girls, so she kind of switched. Since there's no good lesbians out there, she made them lesbians, I guess.
In Naruto, there's tons of lesbians.
Well, she decided to make Sasuke
that pink hair chick could easily
girls.
Be a lesbian.
Sakura?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Especially if Naruto, like, changed into his female form.
Tim Burton couldn't even make up a story that twisted.
But I stand by the position that fangirldom is a scary and dangerous thing.
No, it's not.
Then
it's
how
just
come
fanboys are weak?
How come glomping is being outlawed at cons all across the United States?
Okay,
it's not outlawed at Otakon yet. If it's not outlawed at Otakon, it's not taboo.
Okay, I have not glomped anyone.
Yet. You haven't been to much cons either.
Yeah, once you go to Otakon, you'll see.
You'll see.
Look, you're talking to someone who probably set a record for amount of glomps, so don't.
Well, you made the mistake of going as Ariyuki. I mean, who's stupid enough to do that?
I didn't understand the gravity of my actions. It was my first con.
Gravitation! My god! Bigot, like, one of the most godlike manga out there, especially for fangirls. Like, my gosh.
That's no reason to.
Why that's such a popular thing among fangirls.
It's hot.
Yeah.
I think it's a mediocre subpar crap fest.
Have you read the manga? The manga's awesome.
I know enough about it.
That means you have not read it.
Oh, Gravitation.
Yeah, Gravitation is an awesome series.
It's alright.
It's probably the best Shonen Ai series to date.
It is. Especially, like, it's like, you know,
I mean, unless you want to go back really far into the 80s.
I like Ouran Host Club better.
That doesn't count for anything.
It's more of a shoujo anime.
I mean, I like it too, because, I mean, it's just awesomely funny, but
I like Kyokara Mar.
Kyokara Mau!
Whatever.
Kyokara Mau.
You know,
say
that's
it.
Entertaining. I would prefer
it
that
is.
Over Gravitation any day.
Kyokara Mau.
In fact,
so
I consider
hilarious.
That to be superior.
Nah. Yeah, it's worth watching, but, you know, at some points its absurdity levels just go way too high.
Yeah, what
It's trying too hard to be simultaneously dramatic and funny.
Oh, my boy Mike watches that a lot, and he said it was good. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah. I should bring my DVDs the next time I go back home, and I'll let you watch some of them.
Although you should watch it on YouTube.
Weasel's watching that right now. He got it for his birthday.
Oh, it's so good.
He's convinced
that
one guy's a girl, and I'm telling him, no, it's not.
No, Wolfram's guy. Very temperamental. Very much, you know, my god, if you even touch his man, he will fucking kill you kind of guy.
You know, I'll tell you what, though. The second series was far superior to the first one.
Ooh, Death Note Abridged. That was good, actually.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
It was funny.
Yeah, like just killing anime characters till he becomes the most popular. Well, in my book, he's going to have to kill a lot.
Okay,
true.
Yeah, no. See, Death Note already has my vote.
It'll
so.
Have to be him and, he'll have to leave Misa alive. And that little
dude.
Kid from Gantz.
I like the way how it just opens up where he's like, I gotta kill someone. Let's see if this works. And there's a Dragon Ball Z on. Perfect.
Master Chief.
Okay, but to return to the subject, the reason why Gravitation is so awesomely, like, basically worshipped by fangirls is because it's, like, basically the first, like, Shonen Ai that kind of introduces you to the guy on guy.
So it's gateway It's a gateway,
gateway
series.
To heaven!
You know what? It's still no excuse for a bunch of fangirls to fondle my innards.
Your innards?
Well, as I said, it's very much worshipped. Meaning, you know...
There's a thing about... excitement, and then they're going overboard with their excitement.
Madam
Kusakabuchi,
I'm just saying
the
you
fan
are
girls
great.
Can turn it down.
Well, we can't do that. Like, we can't be all fangirly like every day. So I mean, when you go to the con, it's
theory
like
that as males, we're desensitized to it because we grow up with scantily clad women.
Yeah,
and therefore our excitement is curbed a little bit towards it. As for you, you really don't have that.
But they do
and
have a cosmic erection. The cosmic erection.
The what?
Oh, I have more about.
You never saw an Armadicon run, did you?
That's a good series.
Hideki, the soft one, stroking my cuke.
What the
oh, God.
Hell?
I'm afraid
okay.
If I cosplayed as that, I'd be glomped.
Wait,
away.
Wait, who is it? What is this?
Armadicon
Brothers.
What is
it's the
it
first
about?
Musical anime.
My fucking God. Gosh, man, gosh. Anyway, so what the hell is it about?
It's about a group of professing Blues Brothers, pretty much.
Yeah, they rip off the Blues Brothers.
And they also buy weapons from Nabashin.
Yeah, which includes a Harrier jet. what was the one? A butt plug one time.
Oh my God.
Oh, and he wants to marry his cousin.
Yeah, it's kind of wrong, but that's still kind of funny.
Oh,
it's
wait,
funny.
I think I remember that.
You see, there are two types of, like, shows about incest. There's one where it's funny, like Joe Dirt. And there's one where they're actually being serious about it.
Could we pretend that you're my sister again?
Okay, yeah, I know. So stop, like, bashing on it.
Stop bashing incest.
There's also Angel Sanctuary, and a bunch of people will kill you for insulting that one.
I have another thing about tech and the internet. I recently introduced our marquee over here to 4chan.
He's the Duke.
And a Duke.
Marquee and the
Duke,
actually.
Got me addicted to that.
Yeah.
There were so many awful things on that website.
Yes.
I know.
You
just
you
read
know
the comments.
I'm like... desensitized toward it after the second hour.
That's a record.
It took 2 hours?
No, it's... You gotta read the comments that they have on there. The comments are priceless.
Yeah.
So wait, it's like a page full of comments?
No, it's an image board. Where they
it's kind of disturbing.
Where they post images, and then they have a little comment section where everyone posts comments, and,
don't go to it.
No.
Don't go to it.
Why?
Is that the website you had all those Superman,
No, that's Superman is a dick.
Oh.
That was great.
Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
Oh, did you hear?
What?
Fuck.com is up for bid on eBay.
Oh, really?
Wait, there's an actual website...
There will
that.
Be.
You can get any website as long as it's within a certain number of characters.
Conan O'Brien had a thing that he created called hornymanatee.com.
Oh my God.
Oh, did you see that fight between Conan O'Brien and
Jon
Stewart?
Oh, yeah. I saw the Daily Show one and the Colbert one, but it said it was continued on late night. Did anyone know how that ended?
I don't know.
No.
I didn't see it.
I gotta find it.
YouTube it.
Let's talk about Eon 8.
What's that?
What's that?
You don't know what Eon 8 is.
Oh, I remember it. That was a...
Good, bring it up.
That was a joke.
I want to see how many hours are left to the destruction of the world.
Wait. Didn't it already happen?
No. It's still counting down. Eon 8 is an... go on, bring it up. It's
no.
Awesome. Bring it up.
I don't want to.
It's not a porn site. Just
what
bring
is
it? Eon 8?
It's this big countdown.
What it is...
No, it had to end it.
No, it didn't.
I'm pretty sure it ended.
I don't think so. I mean, it had a long time to go yet.
Rank check it.
No, okay, first of all, the world is not going to end yet. Because
yeah.
I've...
Okay, well, four more years before 2012.
I have seen something that proved that there is a god.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And what is it?
Last year, a movie was supposed to come out. A Grand Theft Auto movie starring Eminem.
Oh God.
No, that's not...
Oh my God.
No. A Grand Theft Auto movie would have to be done perfectly, first of all, to be a good movie.
It would need a black guy.
And second of all, Eminem is not... No. He's not even...
He would just start singing while he walks down the street, and that wouldn't work for the image of GTA. Especially, you know, he can't rap with shit anyway.
So, it hasn't been made, so that proves to me that there is a force of good in the cosmos.
Yeah, well, there's also a force of evil.
Well,
took off pixiesticks.com, bastards.
Is that like a site dedicated to snorting pixie sticks?
No. I know, right? Funny
I'm
name.
I'm afraid to ask what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I don't want
to
know.
It's the site of Yowie.
Oh, God.
I mean, they had Gravitation Remix on there.
Oh, shit. Now I'm going there.
I know, and I looked it up, and they're like, oh, yeah, this website is there. I was like, what the heck? What do you mean it's not there? It's like where I read my Gravitation. And then they have all these dirty pictures.
You've ruined pixie sticks.
Some of it.
You've ruined pixie sticks.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to know what? On the website of pixie sticks, there was Harry Voldemort doing stuff.
Why must you ruin everything for me? You've ruined Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3. You've ruined pixie sticks. And now you're ruining Harry Potter.
Did you see, you know, the actor for Harry Potter actually did pose naked, and that was all over the internet.
I don't care. That's the movies.
Wait, whoa. Who posed naked?
The guy who plays Harry Potter in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh my god!
He does a naked play. Where he's like psychotic and then he loses his clothes by the second act and he walks around naked. In fact, everyone loses their clothes in the second act in here.
What the hell kind of a movie is that?
I don't know. His sister told me about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I saw this confirmed on the internet. It was on Yahoo News.
Oh, dude, I gotta find that.
Okay, well, Eon 8 pretty much was once alleged to be a terrorist site because it had all these dots around the world and it has a countdown to a certain time. And we really need to bring that site up to see if the clock has expired.
No, it was internet hoax. I remember it now. It counted down and it was just a hoax to hype people up. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
No. We know it's a hoax, but I'm pretty sure the clock hasn't stopped yet.
It had to stop because
everyone knew it was a hoax. That wasn't the question. That was like hell.com. I remember hell.com.
What's hell.com?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Seriously.
Actually, there was people.
You remember hell.com, don't you?
Nope.
Yeah, what's hell.com?
No one remembers hell.com?
Okay, I only concentrate on websites I'm interested in. I can't websites very well.
It only came down like a year ago.
When was it? Like, when was it big?
Big, up until about a year ago.
Okay, what was it about?
I haven't heard of it.
Well, hell.com was, you know, it was just, you know, first of all, you know, it's a very historical site because everyone wants to own hell.com. But, recently it's supposedly a gateway to an advanced kind of like an intraweb, if you will. I don't know how to describe it. It's like a network, I suppose, that's supposed to have a whole bunch of evil plots and shit in it. Hmm. I don't forget. I'm sure you can find it on Wikipedia if we look it up, but I don't feel like doing it.
I don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, it was cool, though, back then. And you just suck because you don't know what it is.
You do.
I'm sorry.
I
can have ignorance.
To see
you
which
can.
Level
you're
hell
actually
I get
good
put
at
in.
It.
Did you ever take that quiz?
I didn't
quiz?
Take that yet.
Wait,
I did
what?
Take that.
What?
There's a Dante's Inferno quiz where it gives you this thing to find out what level of hell you belong in. Okay, apparently I'm supposed to drown in the River Styx with the rest of the wrathful.
I can see that, actually.
They see all types of stuff in there.
That would probably be me, wrathful.
You gotta take the quiz later.
I wanna take the quiz. We have to do that.
Okay, we'll take it after.
I forget which website it's on. But you just type in Dante's Inferno quiz. I'm sure you'll find it.
I was lost.
Yeah, we can see that.
Oh, you could be a
pussy
person.
Not a kitty.
The lust punishment
like
was a pussy one. We just get blown around.
Yeah.
I drown in a river
my
of mud.
What?
My t-shirt with the kitty person for lust.
Drowning other wrathful people.
Do I want to know?
Oh, you know they're coming out with a new Risk.
Again?
Yeah, it's called Risk Black Ops. It looks all badass now.
You know,
now.
I think we had enough after they got rid of Middle Earth.
Okay.
It's on the schedule.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys.
Goodbye, mysterious guest.
Goodbye, mysterious
guest. He didn't exist! We had no guest, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. You might hear him in the background like a ghost.
He's everywhere
if you play
and
the podcast,
nowhere.
If you play the podcast backwards, you'll hear him.
We should probably
do Phantom
that.
Thomas.
That would be so funny.
Oh, by the way, the new Helsing chapter came out.
Are you serious? Did you see what happened?
Nothing special.
Oh!
You know, although someone shot, what's it called? The butler...
Walter,
yeah, someone shot him. I don't think he's dead.
Ugh.
Saris came in, blew the wall down, was about to confront the Major.
So is, the A-Man still dead?
Apparently.
Who?
I don't want to ruin Helsing for you.
Well, that's like asking if Rukia's really dead after she was gutted in the Bleach manga. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I don't think he's really dead. He's like...
Spoiler.
I don't care. I don't really like Bleach that much.
Okay, this...
So she's not dead anyway.
She got impaled.
This is a spoiler. So...
Turn the freaking radio down for about 30 seconds while he spoils
it. Well, we talk about Helsing manga.
Yes.
Well, apparently they killed off Alucard.
Yeah.
How did they manage that? He's like the greatest vampire ever.
Schrodinger cut his head off and jumped into a blood puddle when he was absorbing blood in London. And since Schrodinger is everywhere and nowhere, as long as he recognizes himself, when he diffused himself into Alucard's body, there were so many souls trapped inside of him that he could no longer recognize himself, so he faded into nothingness.
Oh, he'll be back.
He'll be back, is
God.
Right.
Yep.
That sounds so...
He's like imaginary numbers now or something.
They'll find some portal.
In the latest chapter was Walter lamenting whether or not if he really wanted Alucard to die like that.
Number
and then he got
32.
Shot.
They should find, like, a stoner to do some math to prove Alucard's existence.
And the Major is actually happy that he won for the first time in 50 years.
I don't even know what's his deal. He's not a vampire because
how is he alive? I don't know why he's alive, and I don't think they'll ever explain it.
Fountain of Youth.
No, he got shot up like twice and he's still alive. He could have been just like Alucard, but he rejected it. But anyway, that's enough for that spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spoilers
what
have
else
ended.
Do we have to talk about? It's my time now.
Max's corner!
No, it's not. I have stuff to talk about.
Okay, fine. Then we can go to... Well?
Yes,
yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, no.
Did you see that Phoenix Wright wallpaper threads I sent you? Like,
yeah.
Did you have any of them before?
I've seen... They got most of them from the court record site.
Or how about the Boondocks episode last night?
Oh. With Gangstalicious as gay?
That was a great episode.
Damn, I missed it!
You can watch it on Adult Swim Fix.
Wait.
What?
It's
what's
a...
site?
AdultSwim.com.
Yeah, we can watch
they
it
host all their... They host their episodes.
Wait, what's their song?
Thuggin' Love? No, no.
The one after. I know they talk about, like, bros before hoes.
Yeah.
Homies before hoes.
Yeah,
and
homies
they keep yelling, do the homie.
Or it's just them, like, grinding up against
it's
one
like
another.
Bumping chests.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. You know what? I don't... freaking House is on tonight. Damn it.
Okay, so that's...
And what was the other one? I can't remember. Oh, they had the pimp named Slipback came back.
Yeah, dude.
Explain to Riley
again?
About... Yeah,
get
about
teach Riley.
His granddad thought he was gay.
But how bros before hoes is not how a pimp rolls.
I put a lot of things before hoes. I put money, gators, but never homies.
You know what? I think we should have a section of the show before Max's Corner where the Fuhrer here tells us one of his many stories about his family.
Oh, if you want to tell stories about families, I'd be good too.
Did we already talk about the fox on the podcast?
We didn't talk about the fox on the podcast.
I think you should tell it the story this time. We should always have a story, period.
Okay.
You tell the fox story for the podcast. And then we'll go to Max's Corner.
Okay, so... Now, my mom and dad are divorced at the time. So, I wouldn't even think that they would collaborate on something like this.
Oh, this story.
So, I was at my mom's house getting ready to go over to my dad's for the weekend. And... My mom, I was about 8 at the time, so I'd believe her. I actually trusted my parents at this point in my life. She said, oh, a fox escaped from a lab, and he's running around town attacking people. So, I'm like, oh, it's scary. So I end up walking with my dad, and when we're walking, the sun's going down, and my dad's like, oh, you better watch out for that fox that escaped from the lab. It runs really fast. If you see it, don't even bother running. You're pretty much dead. And, it's starting to freak me out a little bit. So, now we're at my grandmother's. It's nighttime. Now, the way my grandmother's apartment was set up, there was like an isolated hallway, and we always used to keep the sunroof open because it would let the cool air in, and she would store, like, cases of soda there, keep them cool. So, I'm just sitting around, hanging out, chilling. And my dad's like, hey, why don't you go to the back room and get a case of soda? So I walk. I open the door. And I see a taxidermied fox just sitting there. Now, my brother was right behind me. I plowed him down. Now, I was that kind of scared where I couldn't scream. I was just like... You know, my dad, Joe, he just started laughing at me, and he showed me it was just a stuffed fox. Yeah, karma got him, though. He ended up getting the crap scared out of him by the fox just like a week later after he forgot about it. So good for him.
I have a quick one.
Okay.
It's the story of how my grandfather told me how he learned the recipe for bum soup. Now, my grandfather is from upstate, so he doesn't pronounce, when he says soup, it's always zoop for some odd reason. And he was talking about how good bum soup was for, and I'm like, I'm going to go out on a limb here. And I'm like, I know I'm asking for it, but where'd you learn how to make bum soup? What do you think, fruit boy? I learned it from a bum. You take some herbs from around there, some leaves or some shit that you find around, squirrel, pigeon, woodland creatures. You mix it in there, it's bum soup. It's good.
It's good. We should make some bum soup as a club project.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't want any pigeon or squirrel or chipmunk
There's
or whatever.
There's squirrels all over campus.
There's lots of bunnies.
There is some really messed up squirrels in this campus. They're like rabies defective. They're all missing like fur on their tails, and one of them bit my sister the one time.
Well,
it attacked my sister.
You told me about that. Did she get it checked out?
No. She seems to be alright.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, rabies usually takes about, I don't know how long, I think it's like a month.
Yeah, that's fine.
And she's fine.
She's fine.
She was all freaked out.
Well, yeah, please, like one time my teacher apparently was like walking by, and a squirrel came from the tree and bit his neck.
Wow. Hickey. Squirrel hickeys.
Vampire squirrel, but yeah, hickeys work.
This is a public service announcement from the Boomac Brawl. Stay away from squirrels. They are the most vicious creatures, apparently. But that concludes the relevant portion of the podcast.
And now it's on to Max's
Corner.
Hold on,
I have to preview our next...
Oh, fine.
Our next theme will be... Boomaczilla.
Oh,
this is Frank
God.
The Giant Claw.
What?
The Giant Claw is a giant bird from a monster movie.
Okay.
He's like a battleship.
Yeah, you're going to have to help me with the name for that one.
Onward to Max's Corner.
Max's Corner, where we spend 2 minutes talking about irrelevant shit. Today
Yay.
I'm going to talk briefly about my running for CGA president. Voting's on the 12th and the 13th on the BloomU website. Vote for me. Going to start up a new project. A micronation sanctioned by the CGA. It's going to be cool. We're going to have, like, titles and a tricameral legislature. And now on to Ren. Ren, you get to help me. What should we talk about?
Well, why do you always keep putting me on the spot?
Because you're good at that.
At being on the spot?
Being on the spot. Come on, we're running out of time.
I got to sit there and degrade someone's game and make them gay.
That's cool.
You didn't make me gay.
You insulted Persona 3.
Frank, get the fuck off my corner.
Persona 3 is an awesome game.
I'm not gay!
Yeah, dude, but there was this moment, and it was like, come back, and it's like... Dude.
Okay, well, I'm going to just put, since we don't really have much to talk about other than that, and I only have like 40 seconds left if that, I'm going to talk briefly about tentacles.
Oh,
tentacles are quite possibly the most awesome portion of any...
porn.
Fetish porn related anime, because schoolgirls getting raped by tentacles is what makes anime great. I mean, this has been firmly established in past history, such as in This Is Otakudom, which is the most awesome fan parody ever.
They also have it in
Okay, well, that's it for Max's Corner, and I guess that's it for the podcast, so thanks for listening, and Hillary Clinton is hot.
I suggest you skip the last 2 minutes of all of our podcasts. If your mind is vulnerable,
yeah, I suggest you get.
You know, we could always have a
guy.
Know, we could always have a what?
I hope he gets raped.
Thank.
Oh my god!
So get tight. Keep your butthole tight.
Well, since we've mentioned that, next time on the Boomac Cut podcast, be sure to listen in for our faking an orgasm contest. And that's it for the Boomac podcast. Stop it!